Now to news from another country not known for political stability or long-lived governments, Italy. Several thousand people demonstrated today in Rome for European integration and against the government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Berlusconi has taken on the extra job of interim foreign minister following the departure of career diplomat Renato Ruggiero. Berlusconi asked Ruggiero to resign in a spat over Italy's commitment to the European Union. Some European leaders have expressed concern that Italy may be taking a protectionist course. From Rome, NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports.
The demonstration took place on the Capitoline Hill, the grand square designed by Michelangelo, where in March 1957 the Treaty of Rome was signed. That treaty gave birth to what is now called the European Union. Its official anthem was played at today's demonstration. The demonstration was called by the center-left opposition, and one of the participants was former Foreign Minister Lamberto Dini.
Now it is the task of Mr. Berlusconi to make it clear that little is changed with the departure of Minister Ruggiero in the Italian foreign policy.
Renato Ruggiero was the first political victim of the rollout of the euro, the new single European currency. Ruggiero, a staunch Europhile, had publicly criticized statements made by other cabinet ministers that revealed their Euroscepticism and hostile reception of the euro. After tit-for-tat exchanges in the media, on Saturday, Berlusconi asked Ruggiero to step down. The prime minister, a self-made billionaire who directly or indirectly controls all of Italy's TV networks, has also decided to take over the foreign minister's post for 6 months or more. Grazia Francescato, the chairman of the opposition Green Party, fears that this could lead to Italy's isolation in Europe.
I'm afraid we might go backwards because, you see, he doesn't have the culture for governing a country. He's an entrepreneur and he thinks that dealing with the government of the country is like dealing with the governing business. That's not the same thing. It's not so simple.
Former finance minister Vincenzo Visco said the Ruggiero affair has shown that the Berlusconi government is nurturing dangerous nationalistic tendencies.
Everybody must be aware that if such ideas and processes are not stopped at once, nobody knows where they can bring you.
Berlusconi has fired back at the opposition, accusing it of being anti-Italian, and he insisted that he will pursue Italy's traditional European policy. However, in several interviews today, he said he vowed to revamp the foreign ministry so that it promotes Italian business. He said that a distinction must be drawn between the continuity of Italy's pro-European stance and the right to defend Italian national interests. He added that the performance of Italian ambassadors will be judged also on the basis of increases in Italian exports abroad. Ruggiero, a longtime diplomat and former head of the World Trade Organization, had been tapped to boost Berlusconi's international standing. But against Ruggiero's advice, in the last 6 months, the Italian government has pulled out of a major European defense project, tried to block a Europe-wide arrest warrant initiative, and held up the creation of new EU institutions. Today, European leaders poured praises on Ruggiero and voiced concern about Italy's future foreign policy. French Finance Minister Laurent Fabius called for a summit of European heads of government to clarify Berlusconi's European commitment. Berlusconi's international debut as foreign minister will take place Wednesday in Paris.